The essence of the light is to guide our walk. There can be problems outside us. There must not be problem within. Don't protect corruption. Don't edge corruption. Don't fence corruption. Expose it. Let light shine on it.
The words that I speak unto you are spirit and life, meant to make you grow. The light of God shines in every heart that desires to know God in His true nature. You are welcome to this divine feast at the table of the Lord as we journey from one level of faith to another by the revelation of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Through His minister, we believe you'll be richly blessed.
We exalt your word. You have exalted your word above your name. Even the word of oath, the word of the covenant, the word of the Son. Help us. Grant us help to value your word again. Let our heart respond more quickly to your word. Move us to that place of excellence, that place of excelling. It's an acne to the voice of His word. Lift us, and Father, take us there. Let there be an upgrade in our value and true panting for your word. It says, even as the deer panted for the water brooks, so my soul pants for thee, pants for the word, pants for the water. Change our thirst. Help us indeed to be thirsty for you. Take away from us other satisfactions. Help us today. Thank you, Father, for you are here already to exalt your word again, to frame us by your word, to help us by your word, to heal us by your word, to raise us by your word, to add to us by your word. Let the word of Jesus be exalted again. Amen. Father, beautify the place of your feet. Beautify your word. Yea, adorn your word. In the name of Jesus Christ, I come under. That is my place. Not just to minister. That is my eternal place. I'm just re-echoing it, that this is my eternal place under. So I come under again. Under you, under my parents, under set authorities, under our pastors. I come under and I function from my place. I minister from there. And I ask, O Lord, that you will bless your people. You will minister grace to their heart. Amen. You will empower them. Amen. Father, you will take away veils. Amen. It's going to be a time of empowerment. Amen. Empowerment to do better. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Because we are under a better covenant, with better promises, with better things. At the end of this service, we will be made better. I receive utterance, skill of the Spirit. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, our Father. In Jesus' name, we prayed. Praise the Lord.
Him in the mat. Him in the mat. Him in the mat. Him in the mat. You see. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Afine gedonia prastegenia varocotinize vena costa vana. Ajanie paragasto finieno poponiande calia dia tavan. This is the very place of making. This is the place of making. Oh, for you see, I have a plan for you. There is an agenda, even that I've been, even before you were formed. Even before you were formed. Yes, I have an ordination for you. An ordination for you. For you see, you have not seen that which you ought to be yet. You have not seen. You have not yet seen. For I have raised a standard of beauty. A standard of beauty. A beauty all of heaven behold. A beauty all the heads you see. A beauty. Even in my son, a beauty. A beauty. A beauty. Oh, for you can be that beautiful. You can be that beautiful. I can change you perfectly. I can alter you. I can alter you. For there is a formation you should have. There is a formation. That called man, that being called man, you haven't seen yet. Look at this son. You are here to even see him, to see him and conform to him, and conform to him. For you see, I have plans for you. I have plans for you, and I will be unveiling it. Even it's been unveiled in my church. I have brought you here even to transform and turn your life around. Turn your life around. I love you. My love for you is an everlasting love. It has been from of old. And right now, I want to unveil my plan to you and see what can come out of you. Yes, the sun beauty, the beauty in the sun will come out of you. For you will look back and you will see change. You will look back and you will see how I have changed your life. How I have changed your perspective. How I have upgraded your mind. How I have altered all that is around you and turned it around. How I have made you anew. Yes, you can change. You can be new. You have come to the place of newness. I will make you new. I will make you new. And you will see me and you will look at yourself. And all in you will mirror me. It will mirror me. That is why you are created. That is your destiny. And I have come even to unveil it to you, even today. You will see me again and you will see what your life ought to be. And you will gravitate and run towards it because I have exalted beauty in your eyes. And you have seen that which is beautiful. And your life will become beautiful. Even a beauty that I myself will cherish. After I have nurtured you, I will cherish you. And you will be precious in my sight.
Amen. That word is for you. God is talking about you. The Lord is speaking expressly to you. That is God's heart towards you. Very express. But that is exactly what the Lord put in my heart this morning. God has not even started with you yet. What you and I are still experiencing right now, there are still little trickles. And then from the little trickles, we can see changes. The you 3 months ago, the you 6 months ago, the you a year ago, is not the you now. Just with a little yielding. Because honestly, we have not yet yielded the way we should. With our little struggle with the Lord in giving him little spaces to have his way in our lives, see the beauty that came out of it. And then just try by faith to see in the spirit, you being empowered truly not to struggle with the Lord and fully allow him to have his way. The scripture says, it has not yet appeared what we shall be. It means you will look at yourself and you will marvel. That is it me? Now is this me? They say in those days, men will be looked at, they will be finer than the gold of Ophir. Gold is the highest thing when it comes to preciousness. You can't look away from gold. That's all of all nature. The only nature in terms of looking at precious things that speaks to divine nature is gold. That's why they ask you, ask that the whole ark should be covered with gold. God is beautiful. And I can tell you are not ugly. Forget it. Nobody is ugly. Nobody. Absolutely not one. Yes. But what would define your beauty is in you encountering Jesus and then allowing him to make you beautiful. Huh? Go and check it. Sometimes check your picture before and after. Amen. There is hardly anything Jesus touches and he doesn't become beautiful. Even your natural will change. Even your natural. Why? Because the workings in the inside will rub on your outward. Eh? That's why when you start journeying, and you journey, and you journey, and you journey more in God. Eh? The things you used to look at that seems to you to be like, should I use the word disadvantage? Amen. Eh? You don't see them anymore. Why? Because your eyes are open. Your sense of appreciation when it comes to true worth and treasure in the spirit has been improved. You will know what God truly treasures. And then you are alive to it. Sometimes some of us wish we were taller. Amen. Amen. Sometimes some of us feel, I wish I were slimmer. And we also have some of the slim that wish something happened to them. You can't find satisfaction in those things. They are all fashions of the world that fades away. Many years ago, being plumpy and having something was the in thing when it comes to beauty. It was in those days people started taking all manner of vitamins. Because you want to look chubby. In those days, when you are chubby, you are beautiful. That it was so strong that I remember in those days, there's one liquid they will give a child, a baby, oh, maybe one spoon. They call it oil something. It will not make the child to be eating. Eat. And the child will be big and chubby. They don't take your picture, your neck. They have to ensure that neck. You know how the neck be now? It have layers. And when they now put that picture in the city room, everybody is proud of it. Fashion of this world. Then the slim then were going to hide themselves. Things have changed now. The slim reigned. Now that the slim reigned, the chubby ones wants to be slim at all costs. So sometimes You have to be speaking to yourself that I'm beautiful. Why? Because there is an assault. I'm saying that we are stepping to a phase where you will know your true beauty. That it doesn't seem me that well, you won't take care of your natural as it were, but it won't define you. Let me, for some of you, it doesn't matter how much you try. Your bone structure, the way heaven made you, eat 50 bags. Nothing will happen. Now, so the way heaven, that package, that's what Jesus did it to sing praises to him. That's the way he wants to appear in your body. So less of struggle. Brothers don't have too much of this. Now our sisters. So that you wish your hair is long. Long hair. You know that is. So all these complexes, they are also workings of death. So the work of John the Baptist is deep. He's trying to say, none of this counts. In Christ, you are okay. Both the low in the valley, the high on the hills and on the mountains, and those on the rough path, crooked, he's saying all will come to the center. Why? Because when he's done doing his work, all of us will be leveled. Why? Because those that are leveled are those that have allowed Christ to be formed in them. So as a result of that formation, there's going to be a displacement of judgment and understanding. It is only at that point that you and I will see salvation. Why? Because seeing salvation is also seeing the kingdom. So the pure in heart shall see salvation, or the pure in heart shall see God. There is a work that God needs to do for us to see salvation, or see the kingdom, or understand the life. There is an understanding. Amen. That's why I don't want you to look at yourself in the natural and then not feel good about yourself. There is something good in that package you are carrying. That vessel is housing something that is of high treasure before the heavens. And you must come to the place of acknowledging that and walking in that reality. His mouth that made certain things for us to dislike them about the way heaven framed us. Oh, you don't know what those things do. Why? Because they are hitting something in your inside. That's why you see when somebody, now, some of these things, sometimes when the mark is not deleted, when you are rich, the first thing in your mind is surgery. Why? Because you want to undo something they stamp you with. That's why you see, home is the first foundation of Christ. Home. Home. Father, mother. Now, when the Oyinbo wanted to take it out of context, they understood the principle, but they didn't have the substance. They would say, no, when you tell your child from home, she's beautiful. You are handsome. You know, Baba, you know you are handsome. Or you say, I'm handsome. Mommy, I'm handsome. Oh, Say, I'm beautiful. Mommy, I'm beautiful. My mommy said, I'm beautiful. They were trying to create something in the mind of the child that can also help the child to counter forces. But those words, they are just words. They don't carry substance that can give the child truly weight in the place of adversity. So as a mother, you must have enough water. As the head of the home, you must have enough water. Why? Because even what you are seeing right now is not what you desire. Speak forth what you want to see. Speak it. Speak what you want to see. Why? Because by your word, you are framing a world. That's why you don't just look at it and say, you are stubborn. Once you say that, you are marrying a nature with a spirit. I'm not talking about motivation. I'm not saying motivation. And that's what brought about motivation. When you are sick, you say, I'm strong. When you are sick, you are sick. I'm not feeling well. Eh? And when you don't have money, you say, I'm rich. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about deliberate use of word. You were intentional about it. And you are speaking it forth because you are seeing tendency you are confronting. Before you know it, things will start morphing in your very eye. You speak. So as the head of the home, you learn to speak. You learn to use words. You will hear horror. Now, everything you see today were framed by words. There is a world in God's heart. For that word to come to visibility, it must be spoken. There is power in speaking. That's what makes you different from other creatures. Other creatures are not raised by words. Your instrument of both making and transformation hinge on the word. So the word is your pierce of resistance. Words. You speak forth. That's why anything that will last, go and check what makes it. There are things that can come to be without words. Things that will last in God. There is a body of knowledge that brings it to formation. It means when God is saying meekness, meekness is both a nature, it's also a word. When you go to heaven, you will see righteousness. It's not wind. It's also a person. It is a person. In other words, it is a nature. A nature, a being, a personality, right? That also has his word. Number one, you can't be made until you're exposed to the words of making of that nature God has in mind. So he said, Christ was made unto us wisdom. So now, when you hear wisdom, you also see wisdom as a spirit. Right? The spirit of wisdom and understanding, or the spirit of wisdom and revelation. Yes, it is a spirit. But that spirit also has a nature. Right? Because Jesus, aside just that spirit called the spirit of wisdom, he was made wisdom. So wisdom can be embodied. A man can stand and say, this is wisdom. But there is no way you can embody those natures or virtues until you come in contact with the words. All things said in the spirit have their words. The reason for the word is because you can't trap it until it is spoken and your heart believes. So, in believing what has been spoken in the spirit with your heart, amen. and following, you trap that world from the invisible world into the visible world. So he said, the word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld him. That means we saw it. Not just the word. We heard about the word, but much more than hearing the word, we've seen him. He dwelt among us. So if he dwelt among us, that means it was visible. Why? Because you can't behold what you can't see. So we beheld him. Not only that, having looked at him, having observed him and observed him deeper and deeper, beyond the package, we saw his content. Full of grace and truth. And you know, truth is both a spirit, is also a word, is also a substance, is also a nature. So when you say, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up. So they can't be building without the word of grace. So how grace is built is that grace is spoken. And when grace is spoken and the heart believes, you are trapping it gradually. So the joy of heaven is that all the spoken has been embodied. Power of words. Oral. Why? Because the more you grow in the spirit, the more you come into the weight of words. You don't speak anyhow. Why? Because you know that your tongue now carries power. Let me take for instance, if you are the president of this country, you can't just crack just any joke. Why? Because your word is a command. So you are careful with word, because everything you speak, you actually speak that. Let me tell you, what's spoken, they are spoken to be embodied. What's unspoken, they remain in the heart. Once it is said for visibility. Those are things that God will not do, he will not speak it. It will remain in his heart until there is time. Or the season is ripe for it. Then he says it. Once he says it, it will come to pass. It may just take time. He said, the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. Once the mouth speaks it, it must wear flesh, sir. Now, once you start appreciating the spirit, you also begin to know the value of words. One, and also how to use word. Okay? And then, not just talk anyhow. Why? Because your mouth, amen, is carrying power and authority. And the more a mouth carries more power and authority, the more sanctified the mouth is. It means your words are words of command. Spirits wait on you to speak. So once you speak, they follow the words. That's how kings in those days, they don't say things anyhow. Whatever the king says is a decree, and it must be executed. You remember? Amen. This woman played that game so well around John. And it was planned. Because Satan hated. He hated John too much. Why? Because the coming of John was a high alert of his fall. He saw it. So the vehemence around the death of John the Baptist speaks to him seeing his end. You see, when he asked that lady, was it not Salome? To dance. That dance was not ordinary. A spirit took over that lady. A spirit took over her and rattled the man. When the man was not himself, he was drunk. He said, anything you ask, I will do it. And in the widest imagination, he never thought He never thought that that lady could ask for the head of John the Baptist. I'm talking about the king. In his widest thoughts, he never. But he had spoken. He can't retrieve his word. That's what he said, the word of oath. He can't take that word back. That word has been spoken. Why? Because your word is your integrity in the spirit. You don't take back your word. I'm talking about once you begin to gain more height in the spirit, you become a man of your word. Well, here we go. We'll give you that head. He can go back and cry and roll on the floor, but you can't take it, because if you take it at that point, there can be revolt. You have lost your honor as a king. When you start developing more in the spirit, you develop more in the spirit. No, but you are more careful with words. So when James said, he said, no, a man that has control over his tongue, or if you have control over your word, is a great sign that you are perfect. It means you are mature. You are mature. Or if you don't offend in words, is a sign that you are mature. That means you can use the oracle. We can commit the oracle into your hand because you understand the principle of use. So when you are also developing, you don't also just crack jokes. The scripture calls it foolish jesting. Why? Because you are representing something in the spirit. Huh? Why? Because one thing we don't know is that once you are not careful with words, it waters your authority down in the spirit. So things you should speak to. This headache, in the name of Jesus, I command you to leave my daughter right now. A mouth that jokes too much may not have such authority. Why? Because now you say, okay, but is it by me or is it just my faith in Jesus? Okay, it's a power of attorney. So it's like a power given to me to use. No minding what I do or who I am, there is a level for that. But I'm talking about that is not safe. Why? Because a time should come where your respect in the spirit is as a result of your inbuilt things being developed in your inside. That's where spirit. Why? Because if at all times the things you do in the spirit is as a result of your privilege alone in Christ, you will appear before spirit. Spirit will not regard you. Spirit will not respect you because you don't have stature. They know if they come, they can do as they wish. And in most cases, if everyone also knows that our development truly has not gotten there, they also restrict the kind of spirit that can come to you. But you can't remain there forever. You have to also start developing yourself in the inside. Amen. Yeah, you have to start developing yourself in the inside. That's how you discover that mouth that carry grace does not just speak anyhow. Why? Because the more you start carrying grace in the spirit, you start carrying grace in the spirit, your words are weighty. Ah, you can't use the same mouth you used to joke, and use it to preach. At some point, the preaching will have less power. It will have less power. But let me tell you, once you start developing more in the spirit, even in your natural profession, you are teaching. I mean, you are a teacher and you are just teaching. You are not preaching Bible. Oh, it will carry an aroma. Why? Because of the vessel teaching. It's no longer just a mere teacher in the classroom. It's a vessel that has life communicating with the students. I mean, whatever profession. When you are engaging, they know that there's something around this lady. She's carrying something. Just by what you carry, and somebody has some issues, and just come to your shop. Hello, ma. How are you, ma? Okay, we can try this. It looks so fine on you. Just that little touch, some spirit can leave her. Why? Because you are wearing something that anybody you touch, by your stature, that spirit can stay there. And the person will know that when this woman, something left me. So I don't want you to see yourself as an ordinary person. You are not ordinary. You carry authority in the spirit. You must also know protocol on how to use your authority. We will grow. I said we will develop. And that's why you must not joke sometimes in your training or building process. You must not joke with impressions of the spirit per time. You can be in a place, you know that they are having some kind of gist or jest or talk. And the spirit tells you, don't stay there anymore. Just walk away or step out. Don't stay there. Step out. Don't say, after all, it doesn't concern me. I have the life in me. What they are saying does... No. Step out. At some point, you will discover that once you develop and develop more in the spirit, some jest, once you come around, it shut down. Not because you say, I don't like such conversations. By what you carry, once you step in, it will by itself shut down. Why? Because the kind of command and presence we must have around us also require some kind of sanctification. Amen. Yeah. I want you to be aware of what the Lord is doing inside you. And also understand the principle of your building. Amen. Yeah. Is it making sense to us? Yeah. I'm seeing a very strong people. Strong woman, strong man. Amen. Why? Because all these templates are truly needed. Why? Because we need such foundations to be properly laid for the journey ahead. You see, the emphasis lately, amen, has been on homes. Homes. Why? Because let me tell you, Christ is the first visible life. Is the first visible life. Christ. So you are going to be seeing the display of that life in all our everyday living. In our interaction, in our fellowship, in our communion, in our conversation. Christ must be seen. Amen. Amen. Is it making sense to us? Yes, and so sometimes you have to understand your ordination. Okay? You need to understand that. You need to know that you are different. Not trying to be proud. You are different. So certain things, you shouldn't just want it to belong. Don't want to belong. You already belong. You belong already. You don't need to belong again. And let it define your life. Let it define your choice. Let it define what you do. At some point, you will discover people around you will begin to notice your separation. And separation is not isolation. It means I'm in your midst, but I'm different. And I'm not perturbed. You can't influence me. I would rather change you or you leave. Huh? Yes. Why? Because you are in the midst as a salt. Having impact on people around you. Praise God. I wanted to touch on some few things this morning. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
But I know that was a burden of the Lord, and I believe it has been exhausted. Amen. So please, I want you to pay attention to it. Amen.
Amen.
I don't know. The Lord has been putting some few things in my heart that came as a result of, you know, the meeting on Wednesday, the midweek service. And then I took time waiting on it, and the Lord was saying so many things. And I think the prophecy this morning further, you know, gave me faith that this is actually what the Lord, you know, will have me talk about. You know, the way things are now women, the way it's framed, it always moves out. So any man that wants to be seen, he needs to collect. Why? Because the way God framed the feminine, they are framed to express what is hid. So a man should not struggle to be seen. Okay? No, don't struggle. You are meant to be in. And she is meant to express your in. Is it making sense?
Yes.
And daddy will say, when a man buy 50,000 sheep, and he's wearing it, and the lady buy just 15K.
Yeah.
Eh? You know, men things are very expensive.
Yeah.
If you're a correct man, spend on your wife. You hear me so? Eh? Let that be glowing on your behalf. A man web shirt. Want to fistache. We go alle kati kati. When you ask almost 50,000 shirt, yeah. But let a lady just wear 5K shirt. Small effort. Big reward. Small investment, big profit. You know, see, for the married ones, and you just get one spot, they give you a whole baby. Brothers, eh? You just get one. And you see how you came in? You came in with the two braggado. Eh? Not be millions you will give. Millions. Out of the, she just collected one. She doesn't need plenty. Don't show that I'm rich. Out of the millions, you just, millions. You just release millions. You just pick one. Out of that one she picked, she gave you a whole baby. Let's clap for a woman. Oh my goodness. Can you just imagine a world without them? It should be boring, eh? We know if it's a big color combination. God bless women, oh. Beauty. Don't struggle. Eh? That's why they are there to compliment. When it comes to expression and nature, God gave them that gift. Eh? To make you get it now. But I want to talk to men today. Say men.
Men.
Say awu.
Awu.
That awu thing, eh? When you say it, I don't have an issue with it. But let me tell you what I want. Do you want to hear it?
Yes, sir.
I want you to have it as a nature rather than words. Let it be an inner garment that you wear within. So I'd rather have you do awu than say awu. in your conversation, in your manner, let it be seen. To be heard. Huh? To be heard is not cheap, sir. So I perceive a grace today to talk to the mailman. So there is a mindset that goes with that gender that must be developed early. Early. And I will explain the reason. That must be developed early. We need to develop it. Why? Because, number one, we are the ones Satan goes after. Number one, by divine arrangement. Why? Because Satan knows laws. Satan knows laws. So you can get yourself busy with lower things. It goes with what really matters, which Jesus referred to as the heavier matters of the law. So spirits, they know what to do for a thing never to work. And then you, not to carry a mind of superiority. No. It's to understand your place and the responsibility upon you as a mailman. At first, when you look at the setting primarily, right? Okay? When he said, there's neither male nor female in Christ. Okay? Huh? Okay? That is your building. Your building outside gender. Your building outside gender. It means, as a believer, either male or female, Christ must be built. There is a building that you must cooperate with. Why? Because eventually, there is an expression of Christ in a female vessel that a male vessel can't express. Amen. 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 I'm talking about functions. Functions as per my estate. Why? Because, listen, the same thing with angels. Angels were not allowed to move away from their estate. Right? And then we defined it to mean angels can't grow. They were made so. Right? Very correct. Also, for us, we have a leverage. Our leverage is we can develop, but you also have your estate. In Christ, as a female man. So it means if you don't obey the law of that, also means you are not comfortable with your estate. Why? Because your faithfulness in that estate is your glory. So what that means at the end of the day is that they won't give a higher eternal life to a male man than a female man. But in your development, in your raising, you must be raised completely as a full female eternal life vessel. Yes. Why? Because, now listen, the world system also came to keep laws. When they say, what a man can do, a woman can do better, it's okay. I don't have any issue with that. Because that spirit of feminism, right, is also a spirit anti-everlasting laws. Now, they also wrote upon the fact that females have been abused. Men have trampled upon them. It's now time to show to men that a female can do what a man cannot do. So there's always that thing of trying to push down. No, that's not so redemptive. Are we together? But what I'm saying is that in God, you can do all things as God prescribed for your vessel and gender. That's why, amen, when you look at your bone structure, even by your bone structure, I know we have people here, by your, the way your bones are structured, a female bone structure is different from a male bone structure. Why? Because that structure is also designed that way for a function, which a male man, if he wants to do it, will crack. Eventually. Why? Because even the hormones, the way those, they were framed in accordance. Why? Because what you should do with that frame has been written. So, if you see the spirit of the age trying to do mixture, it's anti-God. That thing wants to truncate God's vision for what he had in mind for man. Why? Because when he said, let us make man, he's thinking about both male and female. So there is a dominion that both are meant to express. And honestly, it will take the expression of the both to have full dominion. Not necessarily in marriage. Mm-mm. Why? Because the dominion mandate was given before marriage. So it's not marriage being used as a template for dominion, no. But it will take the two in their full expression to truly show true dominion that God had in mind for man. So when Jesus came, amen, and I'm too sure sometimes we'll be wondering, okay, Jesus came. Oh, okay, why did Jesus come in a female vessel? I'm sure some of us thought that way. If truly there's neither male nor female, why is it that Jesus did not come as a female? That assignment, it will take a male vessel to do it. Why? Because he's coming, he came as head. He came as head to redeem the body, which is the female. So that walk, it was a head region walk. So he could have come in the female body. Not to mean the female body is lower. He's trying to say, as per what has been defined, this is the package I must wear to do it. So, our sisters, please don't struggle with your estate. It's honor. Eh? It's great honor. And you truly coming to the place of accepting it and taking it. That's the two words that you use on Wednesday. The more you have to take that form and accept that form is your blessing. Number one is that you fulfill what has been written concerning you. Two, you will enjoy grace. Why? Because until you take that form, grace will not be ministered to you. Why? Because in taking that form, amen, you are humbling yourself. So, the humility there means I accept what God has designed me to be. And I'm not struggling with it. I take the form. I accept the form. I use the form. You will enjoy so much supply of grace. So please, let me say it again. You're not being used. You're not being used. An average lady see a man as a user. Even plus us that have, in quote, life's Christ. From time to time, that thing comes through your mind. From time to time, the thing comes through your mind. I believe in this, there will be so much work to disengage from such thought flow. Amen. But I want to talk to the men. But I need to first of all say to our sisters, there is faithfulness in your calling There is also a faithfulness in you accepting your estate as a female. Do you know we have some male too that want to be female? And let me tell you, none is better than the other. If you think being a male is easy, come and be one. I remember there was one video they did. We said, men, what are they doing? What are they doing? Okay, no problem. How many of us saw that video? Where the lady was not asked to do what the man should do. After one day, she started crying. The same way, if you also pick a man and tell him to do what a female does, he will crash. Why? Because he's not built for it. So both forces are made to complement each other for dominion. So accept your estate and enjoy God's grace. That's why the things you do it with grace. Why? Because you were designed for it. The things that seemingly a man does, that he does with grace, he was also designed for it. Don't envy the other one. But I want to talk to my brothers. Say, brothers. Why? Because most of the time too, you discover that brothers don't even know. Honestly, we don't know what is ahead of us. The only thing we are conscious about is, I'm your head. I'm your head. I'm your head. And you now quote scripture for her. Is that not so? Submit in all things. Pastor even said it. And when things go wrong, you go back to Pastor's message. So I'm going to be a true mirror of Christ as an husband. Do you know that at the end of the day, we are the ones that will ask to give account? This woman not get any account to give. After accounting for yourself, you will account for your wife. You will account for the children. They will say, Peter. Yes, my Lord. Peteru. Oluwa ami. Peteru, Oluwa ami. Okay. What did you do with Ola Jesu? Now, you won't get the answer saying, Lord, you remember now? You remember now? He has not remembered anything, no? Why? Because it will dazzle you that when that thing happened in the garden, based on you and I understanding, let them go and meet that woman. Now, the woman, they talk. God went straight to the man. The kind of things you are thinking today that if God should come in and start judging it, and you are thinking God will go and ask her some questions, you the liar, it is you. So when you see that enormous responsibility, number one, you should be sober. You should be sober because number one is that you have to take care of your own soul and give account for another soul. Why? Because by affirmation, she's not meant to do anything until you give validation. So when you see that, instead of rejoicing, why? Because what most of the time women rejoice over is that after all, she will give me a salary every month. See, they paid you. Have they not paid? They've paid now. But what happened? Because all you are thinking are the privileges. You are not looking at the job at work. You have lost sight of the real duty. Did you ask for my permission? She obeyed all me. She made me look away. Kilo share. Are you obeying Christ? Don't you know I'm your head? You are not getting it. Why? Because now it's becoming very clear to me that there are two folds in this. Two folds. Let me tell you, number one. As a woman, Daddy said, you must make submission easy. Now, the time where she's struggling is because you are building up. You are building up. What do I mean? You are trying to catch up. Ideally, you shouldn't catch up there. You should have used your single estate to build up. Yes. Let me tell you, that's how marriage should function. As a single, you should have built up. Now, not just, I'm talking more to the male, but also as a female, as per your duty, you should build up. You should build up. You should build up. Why? Because homes that Jesus wants to put his feet on, it must not put on his afraid. May the thing not crash. You know, there are certain foundations you are afraid to put your whole weight on it. Because you don't know what sort of material was used to build that foundation. But once it's Christ and properly built, it can walk on it. Eye closed. Why? Because it has been built with correct material that can withstand weight without sweat. So it means you, as a single brother, honestly speaking, you must build yourself. Why? Because the responsibility ahead of you is not just they are cooking and putting seven meats on your plate. That's not what makes you head. Head is judgment. Why? Because you must always be at the gate. What comes in? You are the one that sanctions it. A woman is not framed to be at the gate. A woman is not framed to be at the gate. By your fashioning, you are a gatekeeper. It means you permit what comes in, you resist what shouldn't come in. But how will it permit and resist when you don't have judgment? That's how most times, even if by divine ordination, listen to me, even by divine ordination, heaven allows you to marry a sister that is a bit ahead of you, heaven will accelerate your growth. Yes. Why? Because as the head, you must be ahead of your wife. Even if you end up, you may not be a preacher. What I'm talking about ahead is not knowing more revelation. You must be built. Built with judgment. When you are talking, even though she's a preacher, highly anointed, she know anytime you talk, you are bringing down flow of judgment that she can't resist. Why? Because women respond to glory. They're like the soul. Soul and glory, that's what moves soul. So for a woman to come to a place where she can keep on regarding you, your glory must be there at all times and speaking. Yes. If not, at some point she can keep bear, but she can't bear for long. Why? Because that order in the spirit, effortlessly she'll be able to look up. That's why our Lord Jesus, as the head of the church, we don't struggle to look up. Highly glorious. Anytime you want to look up. Now, do you understand why they have to now say the mystery between Christ and the church? A husband and wife. Now, if you as a man don't even understand what is at stake, to know that for a start, that's what I'm saying, that once heaven does that arrangement, I'm telling you, once your heart is right as the man, they will shoot you up. They will pace up your growth. Sometimes you will see some women highly anointed doing very well, but their husbands are not preachers. But that man you are looking at has judgment. Eh? I was discussing with somebody yesterday. I said, could you imagine the kind of judgment the husband of Josmeya has? Look at what this woman passed through. But God connected her with a man that has judgment. He may not hold mic, but that man is an embodiment of a life that turned a woman. It means when he is talking, she's listening. She's not struggle to listen. Do you struggle to listen to our Lord Jesus? Oh! Why? Because I want us to understand what is ahead of us so that we'll not hide under, maybe the Bible says, submit. That principle in itself is not meant to be forever. I will explain what I mean. To start, that's why at start they will say, because Jesus understand our frame, knows our souls, and he also knows that we are at different levels. So he has to bring down a law that can work for all. Yeah? To me, submit as unto the Lord. Do you get that? Submit as unto the Lord. What that means is that I don't want you to look at any other thing. Just do it as unto. They just brought a denominator that can work for all. But I'm saying it in principle. So it means, once that is the law, what that means is that you are not looking at your husband. He's not doing well, you are not looking at it. I submit as unto the Lord. I submit as unto the Lord. I submit as unto the Lord. That is a schoolmaster. He's a schoolmaster. Put in place, give him more time for the man to come up. Why? Because it doesn't mean that a time could also come where certain judgment can also come from the man, even though he has been raised, that the woman may not understand, but she still needs to submit as unto the Lord. Do you get it now? Yes. But I'm saying that in your development, a time should come where the woman looks at you and find it easy to submit. Yes. Why? Because if everything is unto the Lord throughout that journey, you will weary out. Why? Let me make it more practical. I'm going to use two examples. Let's assume you have a pastor. He doesn't know how to pray. Why? Because meaning of head means standard to look up to. Another way is that this is an example. This is an example. It means when you say this, go and see. Example. Now, you have a pastor that doesn't know how to pray. Right? He doesn't know Bible. What I mean is, he can't even quote scriptures. He doesn't have sound judgment on matters. He's not discerning. See, you manage that pastor for some few months. After a while, when he's talking, you will not be listening. You can just be looking at him. Why? Because it's not meant to be so. Whosoever you put as head must be an example. Why? Because some of the things that, even aside meekness in the heart, amen, humility, there are also things you see in us that commend reverence. It means whether you even want to do otherwise, you can't. Not because you are being forced, but there are things you see that makes you to cow. Huh? Yes. And heaven does that. Now imagine, so that thing that you call that, you know, Sarah reverence or fear. There are things Abraham carried. So that is not going to be that cheap. So when he said, she called him Lord. That means there were things of lordship actually in Abraham. Why? Because, yes, we need to understand that. And then see the goal and develop ourselves. Develop ourselves. I mean, develop ourselves. So that by the time matter comes, and she's bringing matter to your table, she knows that you will bring forth judgment. She always wants to hear you talk. Well, because when you speak, you have sound speech. And then anytime a matter comes up and you give a counsel, it works. Now, not once, so she's trusting your judgment. Even times where a matter can come up and she does not fully agree, she has precedent to trust. Eh? Is it making sense? So when your daddy said, hey, make submission easy for them, we can make submission easy. And let me tell you, the principle truly in the spirit, when a man as a single is properly raised, the kind of submission a woman should be practicing there in the home is not the kind of submission going on now. It's extra effort submission that should even come into place if the man has been properly built. Yes. Because I keep on asking, I said, Lord. He said, yes. He said, I'm your Lord. Do you struggle? Now, you know, don't say that. That you call submission is not easy. It's not easy. Number one is that if you as a man, you have not even built yourself very well. Eh? You know that submission is a linear principle to the soul with the workings of Satan in the soul, right? Now, even with our Lord, all beautiful, right? Don't we struggle? A man, and he took me, we are still struggling. So it means that that submission in itself, God is not still talking to us about those some of those small, small things that God should have handled. Petty, petty issues. Petty, petty issues that shouldn't be heard in the home. Small, small things. Eh? We are arguing on one cup of rice. Have we heard it? That Adam and Eve, they argue on one cup of rice. Eh? You won't argue on one cup of rice. Yeah. It means the argument there are going to be higher judgment matters. Why? Because the issue is this. Amen. Praise the Lord. You know, I love you. And I want you to do well. I want our brothers. Why? Because the issue is this. The reason why I have this burden is because it doesn't matter how built our sister is. If our brothers are not built, they will quench that work.
A concrete.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Milika brende feriko subrende nema come to beauty. Me come beautify the feet of my brothers. Me come to shod and to beautify the feet of my brothers. Oh, I come to wash men. I come to wash my brothers. I am come to wash the feet of my brothers. I am come to wash the feet of my own brothers. They are my brothers. I am come to wash the feet of the male man. I am come to beautify the soul of the male man. I am come to teach you how to be the head of your home. I am come to teach you how to carry weight and glory.
Oh, yes.
I am come to teach you how to carry weight and glory. I am come to teach you how heaven thinks. I am come to teach you how heaven handles judgments. I am come to give you judgments. I come to bless male men with judgments.
I come to bless every male man with judgment. I come to bless you with wisdom. I come to bless you with sound doctrine. I come to bless you with weight in the spirit. You must be grave in the spirit. You must be weighty in the spirit. No more, no more shall you be weak in the spirit. I come to make you stronger. You must be a stone in the spirit. You must be a stone in the spirit. You must be a rock in the spirit. You must rock in the spirit. You must rock in the spirit. When Satan sees you standing by the gate, he must fear. He must run. When Satan comes seeing you standing by the home, he must be afraid. He must say, ah, I can't come near this home. He must say, oh, Busuyi is here. He must see Busuyi standing by the gate. He must see Busuyi standing by the gate. Oh, he must see Busuyi standing by the gate. Oh, I have come to teach you the pathways of my servants. I have come to teach you how Busuyi became whom you referenced and loved today. Fear Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. So by wisdom, a house is built. By understanding, it is established. And by knowledge shall the chambers be filled with all precious and pleasant riches. A wise man is strong. So, you must be built. As a man, you must be built with knowledge, light, understanding. Let me tell you, you think it's a lie. What can humble this female soul we are looking at is not money. I'm telling you. If you think it's money, you have missed it. It's not money, oh. You need a crown. You need crown. You need crown. Eh? You need crown. As a king, you need crown to help them, to raise them, to wash them, to assist them, and to help them to become all that God has written concerning them. You need crown. It's not money. So if they are desire, she's not respecting me, it's because I'm not any yet. Let me tell you, when money start coming, those issues will double. Why? Because when you don't have judgment, a woman will start losing respect. More especially when the woman is waiting the spirit. I'm not talking about a foolish woman. What she values, at some point, it's no longer about the cash. You know what? Let me tell you. When you have crown, that crown is more than money. In fact, she wouldn't mind bringing all the money. Oh, I'm telling you. She may not be bothered that you are not doing much. Why? Because there is judgment. There is counsel. Eh? So, one of the reasons why you see that Adam, being in the garden, almost all creatures were submit is because he was wearing glory. There was a crown upon him. That crown, he didn't force them. By the crown upon his head, the thing called for reverence. Everyone had to put the same thing upon Noah. That thing called fear. That I'm going to put the fear of all creatures. It's not when they start running. It's glory. The man was carrying glory. He was carrying glory. When you are talking, the woman is satisfied. Is it good to earn? It's very good to earn. But I'm telling you, what you need is not money. What you need is wisdom. What you need is judgment. What you need is discernment. What you need is understanding. That's why almost all the senses of judgment are on the head region. All of them are here. That's why you see that estate, the way God framed it. And I know we are getting there. Honestly, we are getting there. We are getting there because your generation is so fortunate. Why? Because for many of you, you have attained a high measure of Christ's nature before you step into the marriage estate. Yes. Why? Because we can't be talking about everlasting life if everyone doesn't settle this thing quickly. Yes. The home front is to finish Christ quickly and move into everlasting. That's how you discover that all conversation around marriage, when Peter started discussing them, he was trying to let us see the true essence of marriage is in everlasting life. Why? Because that estate itself, what battered it? The atmosphere. Amen. Yeah. I'm talking about the season, the weather that battered marriage was under everlasting life. So it means we can't truly see the forces of marriage until we step into the realm of everlasting. So what God put together, it means that the man that will even step into that estate should have been a Christ man. I'm telling you. It should have been a Christ man. It means the man has been built. The man has been built. Build. Why? Because if you are not built, how would they commit souls to you? Why? Because as the head, you are a shepherd. And a shepherd must have pasture. You must have pasture. You must have rod. You must have staff. You must have water. So, the reason for the single estate is to build pastures in you. Why? Because the man being referred to here, when you go back to Genesis, he said it is not good for the man to be alone. Not just man. The is a definite article. It means there is a kind of man that should not be alone having attained this stature. You have attained a stature now. No, for now you can't be alone. You are ripe to have another. You are ripe for it. It means you have been built now to carry another, and you can journey together to fulfill my purpose. It is not good that the man should be alone. It is not good that the man should be alone. Now, when you look at this same man being talked about, the scripture says he has been formed. He said the man whom God had formed. What is form? It's Christ. Anytime you use form, Christ me. My little children in whom I travail in birth again until Christ is formed. Anytime you use what form? So it means the man he had formed. Unto whom he said it is not good for him to be alone. Is that Christ? Christ's work has been done in such a man. It means that he can step into the marriage estate and carry that responsibility upon his shoulder and carry it with ease. Amen. So, the reason for this message is to wake up the lion in you. Yes, the male man. I want you to wake up. So, your role is not just to be pumpy the girl. No. And be eating food. That's not it. You have to be decked with treasures. Treasures that can help her. Didn't you see it? To nourish? How will it nourish if you are not satisfied? How will it nourish if you don't have treasure? How will it nourish if you don't have things? To nourish her, to cherish her, it means you must have. You must have. Why? Because beyond just being an husband, you end up being a father. A father must give inheritance. You must have blessing to give. Blessing is not money. That's why all the fathers, you will check all of them, they have wells. Wealth is strength of covenant for sustenance that can transcend current generation. Blessing, transfer of blessing. So how will you bless if you are not blessed? How will it transfer? Well, because once a man has a well, it's a sign of fruitfulness. That's how almost all the father, they ensure they dig well. Why? Because that well was the sustenance of the flock. They need water. Those that were into farming, they need water. And many of the wells that the father dug, those wells passed through generations. This means it's not just an ordinary blessing. A blessing that sustained all generations until the new generation showed up. Our Lord Jesus Christ. He stood at that same well to speak with that woman. To mean a generation is ending now. You people have exhausted the waters of that generation. From Genesis till now, another well is being dug right now. You are meant to be a well. Brothers, we are meant to be a well. Well, and it must be deep. Deep waters. Waters. Anytime they hit you, waters are gushing out. So, when the scripture says, redeeming the time. Redeeming the time. So please, let me calm you down again. I'm saying it again. What your wife needs is not money. I know these girls. And I'm telling you, if you hit it right, money will come. Money will come. In fact, for some of them, the way we ever say, in fact, don't worry, I'll keep blessing her. You're already doing the job. What is needed to sustain the family and sustain whatever I want to bring your way? I will keep blessing the work of her hands. Now, do you know what? When you go back and check this woman, called the virtuous woman in Proverbs, have you asked yourself, what would the man be doing? No, what would the man be doing? Just one singular job they talk about a man is at the gate. At the gate with the elders. Elders, stature, pillars at the gate. Now imagine if we have young people as singles growing like this. Not with the mind of abuse of power or trying to misuse opportunities, but beginning to see your estate as a responsibility they are going to account for. That's number one. Number two, you're also building up yourself. You know what? When I was single, amen. That's how you discover that your single estate, don't play with it. Oh. Don't use it to look for money too much. Use it to build Christ. I'm telling you. I was discovering Pastor Wood that I said, do you know that most of the scriptures that I've rested in my soul to, I learned when I was single. Why? Because your single estate is the foundation. If you have not laid that place very well as a single, as a married, everyone can still recover. You first of all struggle and fill up the gap. You know, sometimes there are certain places when you go, when you see the foundation, or the knee hole, they have to fill it up first. Strengthen it before they cannot start putting the real demand of the marriage estate. If not, you won't be able to carry it. Build yourself. Eat. Build strength. Huh? Aside your natural job, be doing it though. But primarily, build God. Build it. Well, because most virtues you actually, that's why you see, the marriage estate, Once you step in, the demand hits you immediately. So now you'll be wondering, why is that the demand of the marriage hits me immediately? It's because you ought to have been prepared for it. You ought to have been prepared for it. So once you get there, you start yielding to the demand. It's also another school of learning as well, but the schoolmaster, which is your single estate, has helped you to build certain foundations. Imagine that. And then we have, you know, young men, young women, properly built. And then they step into their estate. Oh my God. The church will do well. And that's what I see. That's what I see you become. Amen. So the reason why God is talking now is to start helping you to see. And then maximize that phase of your life to gather and invest. So, your youthful season, so very well. Lately, I took time. I was going through 1 Peter chapter 5. And the Lord was saying to me, he said, you know what? A young man does not learn to be humble when he was a youth. He will find it very hard once he gets married. And I discovered that it's not just humility alone. Most of the virtues you need to thrive, you are actually meant to gather them in your youthful age. So if you have not learned as a single person, as a youth, to be submissive, it will be hard. You have not learned how to give, it will be hard. Everything will be hit you as if, is it I can't live again? It's because you didn't oil the engine. So all these, the rollers, you ought to have oiled them, put enough grease as a young person. Why? Because once you move to that estate, the speed you increase. So that's not the thing you should start hearing crack, 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 and frictions. No. Because you have learned how to oil it very well. Forbearing, you learn it in a youthful age. How to forgive, how to give, how to forbear, how to suffer long, how to be hospitable, how to learn to give. Why? Because that estate, it will show who you are. It's a phase of expression. So the things you have not mastered very well as a single person, once you get there, it will show. You hear me so? So sisters, so when you hear, submit to your own husband in all things, is also a form, an arrangement to also save you. Yes. That's why he said, to your own husband. Don't wish your husband were something else. The current arrangement, suffer it to be so, humble yourself. And keep trusting God. Keep talking to God. And don't usurp authority. What is due to him, encourage him to do it. And you must be a wise woman. Say wise. The Yoruba people do it very well. They call it oriki. Say things just, ori amawu. But do you know that mothers, all of those things, they ought to have been using it for your husband, not for your children. Even when your husband is not like doing well, don't lash him. You encourage him with words. Hey! Somebody told us one story. Was it Baba Ezekiel? Can you remember the story? There's one short man. He said, head is head. Whether he's short or he's tall, head is head. Let me tell you, you can be taller than your husband. It's your head. Authority is not in physical height. It's in authority. Things you will say, gate won't listen. Is he small? Let him say it. Gate will open. That is the way heaven ordained it. There was one funny story. So they said the man is very fearful. Amen? He's very, very fearful. And the wife knows it. And the wife said, this man, what will you... And if it's a normal that is not wise, what if you're wrong? What if you buy edge? Because some of us are words now blade. You go tear your husband. When you are done talking, you just look at and lose self-esteem. So you must know how to use words to encourage. That's why they call you comforter. Comforting words. But you take a woman that is built to do that. Huh? So that day, the woman said that, this is my husband. You must face this thing today. This one, you always shake. So something that happened. The woman started shaking. He was shaking. Not be shaking of now fear. He was shaking. She said, I'm coming. But she might not be kidding. So not knowing that, she was trying to cover up the man that when he's angry and want to show power, he will start shaking. So that shaking and shaking of something. And before you know, the mindset started changing. The thing was afraid of left him. That is a wise woman. So sometimes you should know what to say. Now, there's no way you can be built to be doing that if you have not been built inward. Why? Because let me tell you one thing. The first person that can bring a man down so quickly is his wife. Even if 10,000 people say it outside, once you say it, it kills him. But once you are saying something contrary, there's the way the thing builds him up. So that you know you can do it. I trust you. Don't worry, I am with you. This thing, we'll do it together. You don't know what that thing is doing. Eh? Why? Because sometimes you must believe in your husband. Even when you see weakness, believe in your husband. Don't say the weakness you see and lash him with. Don't. Most of the time, be on your knees. Pray about it. Lord, you have observed this about my husband. Please help him. Please help him. Don't you know when you talk, God hears you faster. Women. Why? Because they know that what you are praying for is tied to your growth. Because he's the head. That's why heaven listens to women more. They said, be careful how you treat them. Why? Because who are they? They are heirs of life. They can hinder your prayer. You know the meaning of that? It means when a woman is angry and your anger is righteous, it can shut your heaven. Because you don't know your place. But the same way, you can also position yourself to be offering incense that Jesus can't look away from. And before you know it, the man just turned upside down. You are like, sweetheart, is that you? No, there are times, even some of you, now when you look at yours or something, you just admire the guy. You're bad, though. Jesus, thank you. Secretly, thank you, you helped me to marry him. Someone will find to buy. Yes. Let me now touch one last part. Amen. I'm teaching what Daddy taught. I'm just breaking it down. Make it relatable. One more thing. Say one more thing. Look good. Rambandango. You see them? Randanda. Ajajaja. So that you won't say, Kemelu attire. Moti wawi danes law. A mama tish bites. Mon jello cost law here. Judgment monit. Mofe wa crown. Brothers, look good. Smell good. Ejo. Mo beyi. So. Making submission is, there's also the natural aspect of it. You don't know that women like good smell. When you smell good, you become attractive. Oh, you think Jesus know they smell good? I don't know. Let me use your perfect example. Jesus, he they smell nice. The man get, why? Because if this guy don't be smelling good, someone will not think of breaking something on his leg. So must I be smelling a smell around this man? In fact, she don't over to use her brush is there. My brush. So where did be your own revelation now? Have nice haircut. Hey! Elema wore a job boy. The sister wants to talk, but she's managed by the Holy Ghost. Who will say this seed to this, my brother? Sometimes ask them, don't always say this is the way I always liked it. Your body does not belong to you. She owns your body. The way we claim that, oh, women, you know what? You are dressing for me. You're also dressing for her. So she must have approved of what you put on. So what I'm saying is that don't say this is the way I always like when I was a single person. Ask for opinion. So how do you like it? Okay, I wouldn't mind if you can maybe just reduce a little bit. You don't know what that thing does. You are pouring wine. She's teaching you how to make her tipsy. And you don't want. You don't do like the thing will kill all the vibes. Kill all the vibes. She has to be praying the Holy Ghost. No, that thing, it shouldn't be like she's forcing herself. The thing should be self. You know? It should be flowing by itself. That's the word. Even if I thought it should be effort, it should be little. Not that every time she has to be making effort. Mm-mm. It's not meant to be like that. The struggle shouldn't be all the time. So, nice haircut, right? Go fine. Clean. Abi? Say hey! Mouth. A maloa kanje. Ejegehu. Ohu agayo. So the wife just be bearing your kiss. Bearing your talk. Please, that come for bear. It's not gospel. Sometimes let love flow. We should not make it work all the time. Eh? Mouth. Take care of your mouth. Make life easy for us. Make life easy for her. So she will not be bearing throughout the conversation. No, now. Eh? Are we ready?
Yes, sir.
Are we willing?
Yes, sir.
Willing?
Yes, sir.
Please, my brothers. Let's work on that a little bit. Okay? And take care of it. It's good that you are spiritual. Should touch your natural, honestly speaking. Jesus was a very handsome man. Jesus is handsome. That man is fine. Forget glory, better than the angel. He's fine. He's a fine man. You can't see John not fall in love. Why? Because how you know that the man fine? See nature. Even the one they are even depicting to be him, that we see in dreams and picture, he's still fine. And when you see description, you know that, no, this guy cannot be lesser than this. I'm even sure that he's finer than that. So what are we saying? Jesus dresses well. Bros, dress well. Huh? You hear me so? It doesn't have to be expensive. Dress well. Man, the thing triggers something. Hey, Joe. I'm my sister. Eh? To me, like every day, I have to be looking to the Spirit. No! I love you by the Spirit. I accept you by the Spirit. I see you by the Spirit. Let them see you face to face and be okay. Eh? My brothers, let's touch up a little bit. Eh? Jesus gets this over. Correct one. And so if you did this at our age, you go wear this, all do blah, blah, something. And they preach life. Nothing spoil. You hear me so? So let's work on that. I want you to be conscious about it. Be conscious about your hygiene. Eh? Mother.
Kiso. Kekera. Kiso. Kenkemona. Kiso. Hey. So,
so let's smell good. Okay, aside although get roll-on. Roll-on is very expensive. Good, just if you don't have perfume, wear good perfume. Dress well. Jesus dressed well. I always say it, for a Roman to cast lot on his clothes, the Baba they dress well. But that's a high-ranking citizenship. When you are in Rome, it's like you are an American of today. Highly desired. Even Paul, get one from one side. When conversation came, he said, I'm a Roman. They said, hey, I feel like we can't judge him. So for people of that class to cast lot on what Jesus put on, the man they dress well. Eh? And sometimes, say our boxers. Say boxers. Boxer, boxers. Brother, we know ourselves. We can wear boxer for 3 days. Because you have an impression that nobody sees that you can't smell. Some nose are very sharp. Oh. I say, sister, why are you there? Just one, two, just from here. People say, ah, Pastor, what did we do you today now? We just came to I just came to wash ourselves. Okay, you know it's love. I'm saying they are hot. Sure you get it. Wear clean boxers. Huh? Your underwear is one day, throw. Hmm? Don't say. It's not smelly. The next day, Emarande. Sisters are happy. And I perceive some of our married sisters are happier. Akando, Orobambarea, Ajaja. So, these are all the things. Do you know what I'm saying now? So let's do all that. Let's make things easy for ourselves. And that grace for submission is not on things like this. So just things we have to have quickly brushed so that they can use that grace for things that really matter in the spirit. And imagine sometimes when you play some game, there are certain bonus they give to you. Or some certification maybe gun for some bad enemy at the front that it only take that gun to shoot it. But when they're not down to kill all the small things, when you not meet the reader, there's nothing to shoot. It will just kick you off. Let's begin to appreciate our Father. Let's thank Him. Let's give Him praise. Let's appreciate Him. Let's thank Him. I'm sure the Lord came to you. He came to me too. The Lord touched many things today. He came down to earth. Let's give Him praise. Let's thank Him. I'm seeing a very strong people. I'm seeing strong homes. I'm seeing a very strong generation. I'm seeing strong women, strong wife, strong men, strong husbands. Very strong, very strong, very strong. Carriers of doctrine. Carriers of grace. Carriers of judgment. Formidable weapons in the hand of our Lord Jesus Christ. Daughters of Sarah, I'm seeing them. Many, 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 many. Many, 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 many. Many, many, many. Sons of Abraham, I'm seeing them. Carriers of faith. Ludanda, Ludanda, Sandara Doshia, Progalamonan, Tefura Maresia Te, Legelimroho Makandia, Suvandeliera Supaya. Strong homes. Strong homes. Formidable men. Men at the gates. Strong women. Formidable mothers. That can transfer faith. That can transfer love. From one generation to another. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. On all the little places that you draw our attention to, we find grace to yield, we find grace to make amend in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, our Father, for helping us today. In Jesus' name we pray.
We believe you've heard the voice of the Lord by virtue of the words that has come unto you. Why don't you make it a date with us in any of our meetings? You can join us on Wednesdays for special teaching with Reverend Busuyi Olabode by 5 p.m. and Sundays by 8 a.m. at Eternal Life Embassy, 175 Adeyemi College Road beside Mercyland Hospital, Ondo. For more information, please call 0806-509-8130 or 0703-395-8818 or visit our website www.fmli.org. Remain blessed.